Good evening. I am President Barack Obama.
Yeah, and I'm Mike Obama from the White House, because we were the President of the United States and First Lady.
You're listening to Dave and Ryan on the D2R Podcast Network.
Yeah, and the show is called The Rock Vegas.
That is right. Michael. I mean Michelle.
Good.
Where can I buy a director's chair?
Amazon.
Where can I buy Welcome Back, Kotter on DVD?
Amazon.
Where can I buy that Humping Animals adult coloring book with a dog fucking a chicken on the back?
Amazon. Go to d2rpn.com and click the Amazon banner. Buy an oven mitt.
Hey, it's Ryan.
And it's Dave. If you guys like the skits on the Rock Vegas podcast, check out the Rock Vegas Puppet Show on YouTube.
And follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Rock Vegas Puppet Show, and also on Twitter at Rock Vegas Puppet.
Yeah, new episodes come every Sunday. Make sure you subscribe.
Also, guy, what's up?
Hold on.
Oh, just living the dream.
Living the dream, you say, yeah. Hey?
Yeah, yeah.
You want to pass me a little brownie?
Yeah, dude, I'm going to pass you a motherfucking brownie.
Help yourself. Because I just need to nibble on something.
You need to nibble on some chocolate.
Sure do. I'm going to get mad at me. I'm trying to start a new diet.
Oh, yeah? All brownie diet? I love that diet.
No, I'm trying to, like, cut back on my portions, you know?
Oh, yeah.
New year, new me bullshit.
Portion control, hashtag you too. Got it.
Actually, so yesterday I had had breakfast, did not have lunch, had dinner, one serving. Now, for me, anybody that knows me or eats with me ever...
It's like a 9 or 10 serving deal.
No, it's usually a solid two full plates,
mm-hmm.
and then
mm-hmm.
maybe, like, a third half or smaller portion version. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, I can eat a lot.
Okay.
One serving. Just the one plate. You know, it wasn't piled. Wasn't like a buffet style, like
right.
where you're just heaping.
Right.
But it was, you know, what I would normally eat in my first plate anyways. I did not go back for a second. Not that I didn't want to, because I really wanted to. And didn't do that. And I was so fucking hungry by the time I went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, you know, normally I would be just, all right, we're going to go have a brownie or something, you know,
right.
have something. Did
right.
not have it. I went to bed and I woke up and I was not starving.
Hmm.
I felt good. And then I did not have breakfast. And when you got here, I had lunch.
You did?
In front of you.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize, but
I'm
I was
sorry.
Hungry because I had not eaten since
See,
like...
And I eat like once a day, so I'm good.
You eat once a day, you piss once a day. I don't understand. What's wrong with you? You fucking camel?
It just... When you do something so much, your body gets used to it, you know? And so, like, when I work 12-hour days, mm-hmm. and I don't have time to eat. So I don't eat in the morning because I usually wait till the last second to get up, jump in the shower, and fucking bounce. Like, I don't do anything in the morning. Just go right to work. Like, I wake up, I'm working pretty much, you know? And then I get home, I'll have dinner with the wife, she'll go to bed, and I'll stay up another 3-4 hours and then go to bed and then just repeat the next day. You know, so it's just, I've been doing that for fucking 7 years now? I've been on 12s. So yeah, I'm just used to not eating.
That's cray, bro.
You know, and like, if I do eat breakfast, it fucks up my day. It does. I'll get,
really?
Yeah, if I get up, like this, was it yesterday? Yesterday I got up and had some toast because I was hungry and I woke up hungry because not that I'm trying to portion control at all, but I just haven't been eating a lot. And I don't have a lot of junk food at the house. I don't have, like, bags of chips to fucking just chill on or whatever. So had a bag or had two pieces of peanut butter toast in the morning.
So good.
That was at, like, we'll say 7. By 10 o'clock, man, I was fucking starving. Like, I was ready to eat my dog, you know? And So I was like, let's have some fucking lunch, you know? So we got some lunch.
That's the problem, I think, once you, you're hungry all fucking
Yeah,
night.
And it fucks me up. If I don't eat at all, I eat only one time at night, I'm good. But if I eat in the morning, I'm starving the whole fucking day, and I hate that. I can't handle that shit, you know? So I guess for me to be the new portion control, new me this year, I just don't eat ever. That's pretty much all I can do.
You're not going to have dinner, huh?
It's more you eat, fuck it. No.
Well, they say the breakfast is the most important meal of the day. I wonder, is that true or is that just some fucking bullshit?
It's bullshit that they're trying. It's propaganda. So you vote for Biden, pretty much. It's the Biden train.
I don't understand. I mean, I guess it makes sense. Like, this is they say, oh, you're supposed to have breakfast as it, you know, get you going for the day and all that. Mm. But yeah, I do feel hungry all fucking day then.
Yeah, because see, what happens is when you have breakfast, it starts your metabolism, and it basically wakens up that portion of your body, and it's like, oh, we got to work today. Cool, so let's work. Oh, we've worked. Now we're hungry. We need more food so we can work some more, or we're going on strike. And that's when you pass out and shit.
Is that bad that when you don't eat breakfast or lunch, and you know what I mean? Like, you're basically – but see, then there are people that fast,
mm-hmm.
and that's supposed to be good for you.
Yeah, 40-day fast.
So you like time. You like fast – from dinner till dinner, and then you eat dinner.
Yeah, so I eat once in 24 hours. I mean, it's pretty much what it works out to be, you know.
When you come here, you have, like, little nibbles.
I'll have little nibbles, but that,
candy or something.
Yeah, little nibbles.
Not like
sometimes.
A meal, though.
No.
Occasionally, like, we'll have breakfast.
Every once in a while, we'll have breakfast or lunch or something. Yeah, you know, but not very often.
Yeah.
Depends on what I did the day before, you know. Yeah. But yeah, so that's my weird eating
situation. I was just trying to think. When we did that 36-hour podcast, I think I saw you eat pizza.
Yeah.
And then you had jelly beans.
I had pizza, jelly beans.
And that would ruin anybody's appetite.
And maybe chips? I don't know. I can't remember.
I honestly don't recall you eating anything beyond the pizza and the jelly beans. Now that I'm thinking about it,
I probably pissed twice.
It was not weird at the time. It's weird now.
I probably pissed twice in that 36 hours.
I want to say you probably went maybe three times.
Drink coffee.
I didn't go that much either.
We did drink coffee, though. So, and usually coffee will make me pee.
Compared to how often I normally go, I didn't go that much.
No, you didn't. You didn't.
It was maybe six times.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think I left the studio for more than 2 minutes.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe not.
In the middle of the night, nobody really left the studio in the middle of the night.
We didn't want to walk and wake anybody up.
It's good times.
It was. We'll have to do that again sometime.
Sometime we will.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Gonna go 48 this time?
I'm thinking we should go a full week.
I don't think I could do a full week.
Why not, pussy?
I think if we're gonna expand it, we go 48. So it'd be 12 more hours than what we already did.
That's fucking nothing. I'm down. Let's do it. Let's do it this summer.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll plan a 48
Some people
hours.
Go camping. We podcast.
We podcast for 48 hours straight. Well, it all depends on if China can let us do that for 48 hours straight.
This time we would do how like where we did it live, like how we did mm-hmm. with your other thing, but we would also hook up the live and just go Facebook and we would just stay on, and hopefully Facebook, I mean, I'm sure they would cut us off after so many hours, but mm-hmm. we'll just reconnect.
Yeah,
it's about the only thing I think we could do is if they disconnect us. Otherwise, we would just keep going.
Yeah,
on there. Obviously, we would be saving all that footage onto that thing. We have that now.
Right.
So we would actually have two ways of keeping it, plus the audio.
Right.
I don't know if we'd go for the fucking Guinness thing. Maybe we should.
I think we should next time. Yeah. We'll plan it out better.
I mean, that's what we were doing last time, but it didn't really work out.
It didn't pan out as well as we wanted it to.
Work out. And it's a whole sleep deprivation thing. That's always going to be a battle for us. In terms of them.
Right.
But, I mean, we still know.
Fuck yeah, we do.
Nobody's fucking podcasted that long that I've seen.
Nope, not either.
So.
We're awesome. Well, since you got that up, man, pull up my Vudu. Let's do some movie recaps.
Well, then we need to do this.
Oh, I thought you had that up there. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I forgot it's a different thing.
Is this the section of the show where we do Dave's
Vudu?
We need a theme.
the new segment. Joy's not here to partake, but I'll take her side for her.
Here. This is the theme for your Vudu.
All right.
Or something. For today. For today, this will work.
I'll take it. Go to my VD and movies.
You don't have to wait for the song to end. I'll just kind of end
it
when you start talking.
Let's start with the war with Grandpa.
All right.
So Robert Donaire, everybody knows who he is. And Uma Thurman.
That is De Niro, isn't it?
Yeah, it's De Niro, Uma Thurman, and Rob Riggle. Riggle. I love Riggle. Uma's and De Niro's
Huma?
The movie itself is So,
did you say Huma?
Yeah, Huma Abedin Thurman. Go ahead and click on that bad motherfucker.
And
let's watch that trailer. Have you heard of this movie?
No.
All right, fucking throw down some trailer action.
The War with Grandpa.
Yeah. The best parts of the movie are right here.
Can I help you, sir?
You can help me find Maria.
Oh, Maria's gone. We're completely self-checkout now.
Please scan your item. Please scan your item.
I just did.
Please scan your item.
Yeah, right.
Sir!
This can't keep happening.
You're not putting me in a home.
What if it were our home?
Grandpa!
Jenny!
Hi, Grandpa.
Hello, sweetheart.
How's your daughter's place at?
She gave me my grandson's room. He's not too happy about it.
How do you like your room?
Kid, look, I didn't want it to be this way either.
I just want my room back. Get away from me!
Oh, come on.
I wouldn't put up with this, Pete. I demand my room back or else it's war.
Declaration of war. Give me back what is mine or face the consequences.
Okay.
Okay. You got your wish.
What the?
That's drying foam sealant. I'm gonna get this too.
So let me get this straight. You want me to help you and your buddies, to help beat up your grandson and his buddies because the two of you can't figure out some way to live in the same house?
Well, when you put
you
it
missed
like
some
that,
of the good parts.
I'm in.
This kind of aggression shall not stand, Sempapa.
I didn't know you were a Marine.
I wasn't. Just saying.
Let's do this.
Do you guys even remember how to play dodgeball?
So you don't need your diaper changed?
Sure you don't?
Cheech.
Yeah.
This way.
When you have peace talks, you need someone neutral to mediate.
He gave me a cookie.
It is true, a cookie was given.
I think your grandpa might be a ninja.
We gotta end this somehow.
Santa's dead!
Did you see that?
Fuck that.
Yeah,
fuck
so
that.
It looks good. It looks really funny. I'm like, it's a cool concept.
Yeah,
like,
looks pretty funny.
Grandpa stole dude's room. But it was terrible. It wasn't good. Like, it was just dumb.
Yeah.
It was really predictable. It was dumb.
So the best parts were in the trailer.
Yeah, and you missed the best part. So he
I was taking notes.
Yeah, no, Robert De Niro was shaving. So he puts a shaving cream on his head, puts it on his face, goes to shave it, and it's hard. He changed the shaving cream with foam sealant.
Oh,
so it was like hardened fucking shit. Oh, it's hilarious. And then you don't see it in the trailer, but there's a lot of dick. Rob Riggle sees De Niro's dick a lot in this film. And that's one of the scenes. So he just got out of the shower, shaving. He turns to see Rob Riggle and he says, and he drops his towel. And then Rob goes, you know. And then there's another scene where he gets like falls out of a window and he's like hanging from the windowsill. And his fucking pants fall down.
Of course.
And his fucking dick's up against the window. And Rob's like, you know. So there's like probably 25 scenes where Robert De Niro is, you know, fucking peeking out his dick to Riggle. So
you don't actually see it.
You don't see it. You don't see anything. I think you see his ass at one point. It might be a stunt ass. I'm not sure. But I mean, if it's free and you got nothing else to do at all for like a year, watch it once.
Okay.
So I give it a 1 star out of 5.
Embattled,
yes. This is a good film. I liked it a lot. Joy couldn't get through it.
Really?
Yeah, there's a scene in the trailer that she could not deal with. And I thought it was really good.
Where they kill a dog?
No, it's a different movie, but yeah. Yeah, so no, he slaps a kid and starts beating a kid up a little bit. And it's a young kid. Joy's not cool with that. So, I mean, not that I am cool, but I mean, I can watch. It's a fucking movie. I can watch that. Yeah. You know what I mean? She didn't like it. So she didn't watch any of it. She saw the trailer, saw that. I'm not watching it. That's as far as she went. So I watched it alone.
That's interesting that you could just be so.
Yeah. I like Steven Dorff. I haven't seen him since Blade. Throw this trailer in there. It's good shit.
And battle.
The undisputed lightweight champion of
the world. Like, this is fighting shit, dude.
The greatest fighter in the history of the sport.
One of the most polarizing athletes in all of sports.
Is he supposed to be like Conor McGregor?
Cash Boyden!
Cash Boyden.
He's dead.
I know he's back in your life, helping you follow your dreams.
What's up? I'm with my boy Jet here, about to be arrested for child abuse.
That's right. Mama's boy.
Holy crap. But because of him,
how's that feel?
You've had to suffer.
Suffer? No, they learn. Hard work. Adversity. That's how winners are made.
He never stops. And I always feel like a failure.
Don't forget, you're the most wonderful, loving, giving brother.
This might be the worst push-ups I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. I learned it from you.
Thanks for including me.
Always, sport.
Got Jet a fight. He's got a bright future. Let's end this now.
Boykins is your winner.
Fighting isn't what you want. It's what you do.
You're laughing. What is that?
You've been offered another fight?
Unfortunately, it's against me.
Is that the part?
The part where he gets a kid, yeah.
Fight in WFA history. Between Cash Boykins and his 18-year-old son, Jet.
Every 18-year-old kid out there deserves a good old-fashioned ass whooping.
He's been saying that exact same line to me since I was 3.
Pray I never end up like you.
You won't.
Tomorrow night, you die.
Don't bet on it.
What do you think?
Interesting.
That was a really good film, dude.
Yeah,
I liked it. I thought it was good.
And you're not that big into like UFC and shit. Like
I like it. I just don't follow it.
Right. Yeah, I don't follow it either.
But yeah, dude, I thought it was a good film. A shitty ending.
So he fucking fights his dad.
Dad, bro.
Shitty ending.
Yeah. Shitty ending.
All right. Well, don't spoil it.
Well, the unicorns show up at the end, and it's fucking stupid. Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any goddamn sense.
So wait, I kind of get like he doesn't understand why the kid's laughing.
Right.
But maybe he shouldn't have got so crazy.
Yeah.
But these guys get hit in the fucking face for a living. I mean,
right. And
he's
trying
nuts.
And that's his kid. It's his kid. He's trying to teach his kid how to fight at such a young age. And the kid thinks it's fun, but he doesn't realize that it's not fun because it's supposed to be serious.
Yeah.
So he takes it a little too far.
Yeah. But I wouldn't have not watched the movie because of that.
Yeah. No.
I mean, how long does that scene last in the movie? 35 seconds?
If that, yeah. Maybe two tops.
Come on, Joy. Give it a shot.
But, yeah, and I really thought she'd be all over it because she likes fighting, too. She likes the UFC and IFC and CFF and KFC and all that stuff.
I like KFC, too.
And then Robin's Wish is another one we watched. That's
and what is this?
Documentary on our good buddy Robin Williams.
Really?
You know, not really a good buddy, but
I was going to say, he's been on the show a few times. So it's a documentary, huh?
Yeah, so it's about his death.
Really?
Yeah, about the suicide portion of it. So, everyone believes, up until I watched this film, that he was depressed and that's why he killed himself. That's what the official narrative is. There's more to it than that. He had a disease.
A who?
A disease. A disease.
Had a disease. Oh, a disease?
Yeah.
I'd heard about that.
Yeah, I've never heard of the disease before.
Was the no conspiracy though?
Not in this, no.
Because I've also heard a conspiracy. I also heard that.
I didn't want to go on to it this show, but yes, there was a conspiracy. Okay. This is the disease version from his wife.
Okay,
let's watch.
Let's watch this trailer.
It's a shorty. It's a minute or hour and 16. It's shorty, but
a minute and 16 seconds. It's a fast movie.
Decent. Yeah, throw the trailer down. And then I'll show you some really shitty movies we watched.
Robin Williams!
What's your brain doing when 10,000 people are laughing their heads off?
I'm not a tuna!
The human brain is, you know, an extraordinary 3.5-pound gland. The moment you think you understand it, it comes out with something else.
The breaking news, actor Robin Williams is dead at the age of 63.
They believe that the Bay Area resident committed suicide.
There was a lot of media speculation.
On Robin Williams' mind before his death, money.
He's broke or he's depressed or he's just given up.
The last movie was clear to all of us on that set that something was going on with Robin.
There was something eroding within him.
I was called in to go over the coroner's report. It was the beginning of understanding what had really gone on.
My husband had unknowingly been battling a deadly disease.
Lewy body dementia is a devastating illness. Increases anxiety, self-doubt, causes delusions that have never been present in someone.
Nearly every region of his brain was under attack. He experienced himself disintegrating.
I remember him saying to me, I don't know what's going on. I'm not me anymore.
It really amazed me that Robin could walk or move at all.
People who are incredibly brilliant can tolerate degenerative diseases better. Robin Williams was a genius.
He was always able to power through it, and he'd become this guy that you knew, remembered, and loved.
The way that he was able to battle the inner turmoils, he was a freaking warrior.
It no longer feels loyal to be silent about it, but maybe more loyal to share.
He was blessed with what his heart was capable of in the midst of fear. He wanted to help people be less afraid.
Self goes away. Ego, bye-bye. The thing that matters are others.
I didn't know he was big friends of Chris for Reeves. I didn't know that. It was a good tearjerker of a movie.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, I don't know if I would cry, but...
No, most women will.
Yeah, I like Robin Williams.
I liked Robin. He was good shit.
That's weird. That's the whole thing's... Yeah. It's too bad that he's gone, man. He's one of those that, like, man, he still could have had so much more to do, like Farley.
Yeah,
and,
dude. Yeah. You
know, so many others that...
Gone too soon.
Yeah.
I mean, dude was like 410 years old, but still, he had at least another 100 years in him.
How old was he?
63.
Was he 60s?
Yeah. Said 63 when he died. But so you saw that. Now, you might have to go to the two of yous to go to the next two. Because they weren't on my Vudu.
How about that one?
Didn't we already talk about it?
We talked about it, but you said you were ordering it.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet?
Well, yeah, I watched it.
Oh, yeah. No,
Of course I watched it.
I watched it the day it came
but
out.
But when we'd recorded the last time, you... said it was coming. It would be here on a certain day.
Oh, see, I thought we recorded after this. So we haven't talked about it yet.
No.
Did you? Okay, so let's talk about Tenet.
So, yeah, I thought that's what you were going to end on.
No, we can end on that. I won't even talk to two shitty movies. We'll talk about this one.
Okay. So let's first watch the trailer again. I know we did this several months ago, right?
Yeah.
But let's just watch the trailer, and then we're going to discuss this movie. This is Tenet.
All I have for you is a word. Tenet. It'll open the right doors. Some of the wrong ones, too. Use it carefully.
To do what I do. I need some idea of the threat we face.
As I understand it, we're trying to prevent World War III.
I'm not saying Armageddon here.
No. Something worse.
I gather you have an interest in a certain Russian national.
Might just bring me in.
Do you really want to know?
He can communicate with the future.
Time travel.
No.
Inversion.
Maybe it'll pull the trigger. You're shooting the bullet. You're catching it.
Whoa.
I've seen too much.
Well, we'll try and keep up.
Your duty transcends national interests.
This is about survival.
It seems bold.
Bold, I'm fine with. I thought you were going to say nuts.
This is where our worlds collide.
How would you like to die?
Bold.
You chose the wrong profession.
What'll happen here?
Hasn't happened yet.
There are people in the future who need us. We need Tenet.
We need to save them here and now.
This reversing the flow of time wasn't us being here now. I mean, it never happened.
You want to crash a plane?
But not from the air. No one's so dramatic.
Well, how big a plane?
That part is a little dramatic.
Okay. So, I watched it on the day it came out.
Same here.
Yeah, no, you had actually... And it showed that it had been watched already, and I was like, God damn, this motherfucker got on it right when it, because I thought, I might actually get this in before Dave does, because I remember you told me the date.
Mm-hmm.
And it had already been watched. So yeah. I watch it after you, but I was so goddamn confused by the time this movie. I don't know what the fuck was happening in this movie. I know shit. Like, you get to see the movie in one direction and then the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
It, literally everything is backwards. And
yeah.
Somehow in that one building, they go into the fucking, like, thing, and you're on the each side, and it's weird shit. It's like
turntable.
It's like a time travel or something. It's kind of weird. And then he's the one in the car that crashes, and the fucking opening scene's badass with the mm-hmm. fucking opera or whatever, the mm-hmm. thing. I mean... But I was fucking so confused, dude. I have no idea what the fuck this movie is about.
Yeah.
But so, I really liked it. But I think I'd like it more if I could understand what the fuck was happening.
Have you watched any of the featurettes?
I've not.
Watch all the featurettes. Hit the play all. Not now, obviously, but watch the play all and watch it all. It kind of explains a lot of it.
Okay. So and helps it shows you understand.
It shows you how they make it too, which kind of helps kind of do it. I think it was really cool that they actually redesigned IMAX cameras. To film backwards.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Interesting.
Yeah. The movie itself, and when I thought when we first watched it or talked about it way back when, I thought we had heard somewhere that it's, you could play it forwards and backwards, it's the same. Like, you could watch it from the backwards, like the end of the movie. You can't do that.
No?
It doesn't work.
You tried?
No, I didn't try, but just how it starts and how it ends is not the same, so you wouldn't right. be able to watch it backwards and see the same movie.
Oh.
But it was cool. I liked the scene that they're fighting those people, and he's like, don't look at them, you know, don't pay attention, and the other one got off because it was those two people in the future, but in the now. That's the hard part to understand it.
See,
yeah. I want to watch it probably 38 more times until I finally understand
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Even with, like okay, what's the one where they're fucking go into a dream and into a dream?
Inception.
Inception. That one, I watched it the first time. I knew what the fuck was happening, but I still was like...
Whoa.
Like, I had to watch that movie probably 8 times before I fully got mm-hmm. it all. This one, I'm guessing it's going to be at least that.
Oh, yeah. At least.
Because they're so... Like, here's the thing. They're so, like, visually, like... I think that might be part of my problem is when I watch movies, if it's a simple plot... Because a lot of what I do when I'm watching is I'm watching other things
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
most people don't give a fuck about yep. and are watching. Because we make movies, so we're looking for things.
Yep.
That most people don't, my wife doesn't catch any of the shit right. that I see. I'm like, did you see that over there? She, what the fuck are you talking about? It's like, I see shit that she has like, I can't watch a TV show. I'm always thinking about, well, where's the camera guy standing? Mm. Like, even reality shows, dude, I'm like trying to figure shit out. I'm always trying to catch them with a mistake somewhere.
Right, right.
I don't know. It's stupid. So I have to watch it so many times where I can get past that piece of it.
Right.
And just focus on the plot of it.
I think that's why I said watching the featurettes will help you, because that's the way I see movies too, is I'm constantly wondering how they shot things. Like, oh, why would they do this? And this takes all of that out. So then we should be able to watch it again and not have to think of those things and actually able to enjoy it.
Definitely going to do that then, because
I think it's like an hour long total, all of them.
Of the featurettes?
Yeah, because there's a fuck ton of features.
So I didn't even know there was feature. I see those over there, but I don't look at those.
Yeah,
I
do. Every movie I buy on the Vudu, I look for that to see.
And it comes with them, most of
them. Some of them. I would say 90% of them have stuff.
That's nice.
Some have alternate endings. Some have delete. I usually, first thing I look at is bloopers.
Yeah.
You know, I always watch the bloopers. This one I wanted to watch the making of to really understand it.
Yeah.
And it was really cool. Right. There's a lot of cool things that you
I'm
going
to watch that, and then I'm going to go back to the movie and rewatch it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I wasn't the only one that was confused.
No, I think the whole world is confused watching this.
I would like to talk to, obviously,
Nolan.
Well, it'd be nice, but obviously that's probably a little ridiculous request.
Yeah.
We'd probably have a better shot getting De Niro on here. But I'd like to talk to somebody that, like, watched it and fully fucking understands it. Or was maybe part of the production or something.
Yeah.
In some way that could be like, all right, so... Or even, like, watch it with the person. So let them be like...
Yeah.
Or like a director's cut.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Are sometimes helpful.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. Director's commentary.
Yeah. Yeah, commentary, not cut.
Yeah, I knew what you meant.
But, yeah, so... I don't know, but overall, I mean, I liked it.
It was good.
But yeah, it's kind of hard, man. Like, because he's not time traveling. Well, kind of.
It's almost like a parallel universe, really.
Yeah.
It's the same time, it's just going backwards.
Right.
In time. From the moment that.
It's just weird.
Yeah, the whole thing's
like
weird.
Like, gold's falling out of an airplane and.
Yeah, and the whole catching the bullet thing is weird.
Yeah.
Like, all of it's weird. The fight scenes were cool because it was recorded backwards and them fighting backwards was really cool.
It was neat when you see the fight scene for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Everything looks kind of weird.
Right.
Except that's the weird part. So when you, later on in the movie, when that scene's actually happening, in what would be now in your mind reverse, when you watch it, when it's played forward, there's certain things that look like they filmed in reverse and certain things that look like they filmed forward.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the later, when you see it again, there's things, obviously, this both backwards and forwards. And they've just, like, that's what makes it weird. It's like...
And they did. They had to film it. He had to learn that fight scene four times.
Forward, backward.
Forward and backwards as himself. As in the current time, and then forward and backwards as the future or past time.
Which is crazy, Nick, because it's not a short fight scene.
No, it's super duper long.
It's long, and they're moving. It's not like it's all one room. They go from one room down a hall, into the other fucking room.
Yeah.
Out there, it's just a lot. I mean, there's a lot. Obviously, there's cuts and stuff, but still, there's a lot going on. Like,
there is.
Yeah.
Have we talked about the TV show Yellowstone?
Oh, I did see Joyce post about Yellowstone.
Have you watched it at all? Have you heard of it? Anything?
I've heard of it, but I don't think it was you. Maybe it was you. Somebody was talking about this.
We might have been talking about it. It's an addiction, man. It's a really good...
Joy was having a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
Based on the post I saw.
Their cliffhanger for their series or season finale.
Oh, the show's over.
Oh, no. The series. The season is.
The series is done.
Says who?
Surprise.
Yeah, right. No, it's coming out in June.
Trying to get Joy all worked up.
No, I told her that, too. I told her, no, but it's not. It's because of COVID, it's all shut down, and they're never doing it again. But, no, like, everybody could potentially be dead at the end of this. Like,
what?
Dude, it's crazy.
Let me guess. COVID-19?
No.
Oh, okay.
There's no mention
of COVID.
Is there
a trailer or something or anything we can like?
Yeah, pull up on the YouTube.
I don't know. I'm going to switch back now.
You don't have YouTube on here? You should have YouTube on here, too.
Yeah, let's go here.
The Rookie. Yellowstone TV trailer. Yellowstone trailer right there. Oh, they've already got season 4 trailer. Check that shit out.
You want to see a season 3 trailer?
Or
season 4?
I would do season 1. That would probably make more sense for you, because you don't know anything about the storyline.
I mean, we can watch 1, 2, 3, and 4.
That's fine.
Fuck it, we're watching all of them.
Fuck yeah.
The rest of this show is going to be about Yellowstone, so...
It's got Kevin Costner and Cole Hauser are the two main actors in it.
Who?
Cole Hauser.
Kind of look like Trump from the side. Kevin Costner looks like Trump from the side.
Kinda.
Season 1 trailer.
Oh, it's the teaser.
Nice house.
Nothing we do is for today. Ranching is the only business where the goal is to break even. Survive another season.
Nope.
Oh, I didn't know that the Sicario writer wrote this.
Well, now I gotta watch it.
It's if Sons of Anarchy got Sopranos all joined the fucking country world. Like ranching, cowboys.
Yeah, okay, so it wasn't you that I don't think was talking about it, but basically they own this ranch, but somebody's trying to like take them over or something like
Everybody's
that?
Everybody's trying to take over the land. She's a fucking cunt. It's his daughter.
Oh, shit.
Every season there's a new villain.
All men are bad. But some of us try real hard to be good.
So.
That's season 1.
Kevin Costner owns this ranch, okay? And in season 1, the Indians reservation, and this is all in Montana, right by Yellowstone National Park. The Indian reservation is trying to get their land, trying to get Yellowstone's land from them to put into their reserve because it was their land one time and that's what the ancestors want kind of bullshit. So that Indian guy there and Kevin Costner fight and butt heads a lot. He's the tribal leader or the fuck councilman they call him.
See?
So then go ahead and throw season 2 in. So that's what's in season 1.
I guess I throw it in. Like, let me just put the disc in real quick.
Yeah, hit rewind, motherfucker.
All right.
My family and I find ourselves in an interesting situation.
Can I help you?
Looking for John Dutton.
Oh, yeah, who's looking for John Dutton?
That's Cole Hauser there.
The walls are closing in on all sides. We're fighting to survive.
Your father's ranch isn't a kingdom, and he isn't a king. Your family deserves to lose everything.
There are wolves everywhere here. I'll run this valley. And there's a wolf coming. You bet your ass it's coming.
This is where change begins, with new partnerships.
They will pull you, they will twist you. And tear you into tiny pieces.
To beat her, I have to attack him. I have to play dirty.
We're about to find out how big a role you play in this family, son. You understand what I'm asking?
Loyalty, morality, not part of the equation for you.
Right and wrong so far from this place, I don't think it factors in at all. This cannot be fixed.
All the angels are gone, son. There's only devils left.
So the Indians are still fighting, huh?
Yeah, so now in season one, there's the Indians and one white guy. The one white guy owns like a resort condo, like a resort area. He wants to expand. So it's kind of those two people against Kevin Costner's family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that guy is still kind of involved, but he's kind of, in season two, he teams up with the Indian. So now it's the Indian two against one.
Mm-hmm.
These other two white guys that show up, they are investors and they're multimillionaires. They own their own ranches on the other side of Montana. They want a piece of this too. And they play dirty, like super dirty. There's a scene where you see the guys are like armed coming into the doors. You see their silhouettes and she grabs a knife. They beat the fuck out of her like really bad. So they're in it. Well, then of course, in the end of season two, that fight gets squashed, we'll say.
Okay.
And then, so now it's just basically the Indian, the guy that was working with him is no longer in the picture because the other two guys took care of that guy's problem. So now it's the end of season two is the Indians and the Kevin Costner guy. And they're going to come to harmony now because it's too fucking bad. No more enemies. Now let's go to season three.
Okay.
No more enemies.
This is my home. I made a promise. Protect it. Care for it. Love it. Me and this family can't break it.
I won't betray you. You have my word.
I'm about to find out what that's worth.
Market Equities is building an airport, and then they're going to build a city around it.
It's called economic evolution.
You are sealing yourself into the Alamo. These guys won't take prisoners either.
Hey, I want you to give John Dutton a message for me.
And just like that, seven generations of our family legacy will be taken from you.
This valley is mine. Come and get it.
I plan to.
This is survival.
Kill or be killed. You leave now or you never leave.
You know what they say about making deals with the devil?
This genie does not go back in the bottle.
I think you're up for this fight, Beth. You have no idea how wrong you are.
You are the trailer park. I am the tornado.
Every road leads right here.
Destiny is a hard thing to run from, isn't it?
You're all I need.
You are truly evil.
All I do is kill!
There's monsters everywhere in this world.
We keep our word in this valley. Don't you ever be sorry for it.
All right. So at the end of season three, the new, which obviously he, the one that she was talking about, Tornino, he's one of the main contributors of the bad, the new enemy. At the end of that season, this is the cliffhanger.
This is where Joy lost her mind.
This is where Joy lost her mind. So that girl who told him that, they get a package at her building. She had just gotten fired because the guy that she was fighting with bought her company and fired her. So she's packing up all her things, and a package just shows up. Her assistant's like, oh, what is this? It's from so-and-so. She's like, don't open that. She opens it. It explodes. Okay? And she's probably from here to that fucking wall is how far the explosion was. So that explodes. Then it shows Kevin Costner driving home. Sees a nice lady, and her kid broke down. He stops and offers to help. She's like, I got no money to pay you. And he's like, honey, we just do things because it's the right thing to do. So he's in the middle of fixing her tire. The kid runs off. Chasing fucking butterflies or some shit. A van pulls up. He's like, hey, are you John Dutton? He's like, yeah, who's asking? Back end opens up. Fucking dude with a machine gun just lays him out. Shoots him a bunch of times. The girl starts running towards her kid. He shoots her. The van backs up. They shoot the kid. They drive off.
Troy's never going to watch another episode.
And then,
can't shoot kids.
Can I remember what they did with...
There's a bunch of sons.
Yeah, there's two sons. the one son, the one with the clear-cut, the shortcut shit, he turned on the family.
Hmm.
And he's classic chilling kid with the bad people. He's in their establishment, so he's fine. Cole Hauser, the guy that I told you, hey, that guy, the beard, he can't get a hold of anybody. And he calls the son. He's like, where the fuck's everybody else? He's like, yeah, lose my number, and hangs up on him. So that's not good. And then Casey, the other son with the long, scraggly hair, I don't recall where he went. I don't remember what happened to him right now.
Hmm.
Shit, I can't remember.
Well, should we watch the season four?
Yeah, there's
for
one
your
that
own
says,
benefit?
Yeah, there's one that says season four, what's next? Right there. Season three spoilers. Holy shit, that's 13 fucking minutes. Is there a season four? Other than that? About? Down one more. All the way to the bottom. There you go.
Do you really want to watch that?
No, it's
let's
long.
Just watch a trailer.
I didn't know there was one.
I mean, maybe. Oh, they don't have a season four trailer yet.
No, Yellowstone season
I guess
four
we're
going
to have to watch this. We're just going to have to watch it.
All right.
Wait, what is this, though? Is this like a the show.
It's just showing the same small thing.
Well, it started filming. We know that much.
Nice.
Oh, fuck it.
Cardio burns fat, right?
Fuck off!
No.
You burn fat, faggot.
Dave gets angry with the ads.
I do.
The violent and chaotic ending of Yellowstone Season 3 left us in shock with our jaws on the ground. And like the writers are so good at doing, they piled up more questions than answers about where they're headed next. Is there any way for us to know as viewers where the story is going? Or are we just at the mercy of the show's creators and what comes out of their writer's room? Well, thankfully, most great shows follow a set of rules for the universe they've created, which is helpful for us because we can at least know what the possibilities are.
I don't know if I can do this.
So today we're going to look at the rules that have been set up for the universe of Yellowstone. And just for kicks, at the end of the video, we're going to use those rules to make some predictions of our own about where this great show might be headed. Let's get started.
My
name's Kevin. Welcome to the Modern Western.
Jesus.
I just laughed the entire time. Are you speaking of fags? And dude, I can't watch that guy talk.
I don't.
All my picture is a cock going in his mouth. Like it's... Anyways.
What is it about Taylor Sheridan's show Yellowstone that we love so much?
Does it make you want to move to Montana?
This outsized and
I would like to before that
production
anyways.
Immerses us in a whole world of characters that are bigger than life and spectacular to watch. There's the Dutton family with its combustive mix of tyrants, opportunists, and survivors.
He's a good guy.
The band of supporting ranch hands who provide the action, often the violence, and sometimes the passion. And the outsiders. The politicians and neighbors that surround the family. And of course, there's the bad guys.
Hey, you're John Dutton, aren't you?
As season 3 ends.
Yep. Oh, shit.
We're left hanging with the carnage of the possible assassination of John Dutton.
Don't.
Beth.
Oh, that's what happens.
And Casey.
That's right.
Enemies are closing in on all sides, and the ranch seems more in jeopardy than ever.
Your fucking valley's dying today.
When everything in their world seems to be on the verge of collapse, is it possible to foresee what will happen next? Here's how we do it.
Fuck off!
Wow, Dave, you're so angry at these ads.
I don't like ads. Ads are stupid.
Every show takes place in a universe with its own set of rules that must be followed.
What does the day bring us?
Understanding where a show is headed next...
No telling, Rip, but I know.
...is sometimes a matter...
I know this is the best it'll be.
...of understanding the rules of its universe.
Downhill from here.
And the way we do that is to look a bit deeper than just the stories and characters and study the show's themes. Let's start with John Dutton himself.
Rip, have you figured out how to do this without all us getting trampled?
Best we came up with, sir, is like, fuck it. You know? Let's get up there as fast as we can and just chase some bitches down a mountain.
Fuck it.
Here we have an old school cowboy.
That's your plan too? Fuck it?
It's going to be a shit show no matter what we do.
At least, that's what we see on the outside. But is there more to him?
All right. Fuck it.
When reading between the lines and paying attention to his more philosophical moments, we learn he actually represents a fading era, a bygone time when his family bloodline ruled the valley.
You?
Here's a man who's
Did you see at one point they brand people
the
too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On season one?
That land is mine. And no one can sell it but me.
Further and further boxed in by progress and feeling increasingly trapped.
Get it all out of your system.
His way of life, his entire universe, is at risk.
I can see why this is the dream they want to sell.
Yeah, but you can't sell this. You gotta earn it. You gotta live it, and that's what they'll never understand.
She's the governor.
They only want to sell it. And they could care less about the dream coming true. That's what you gotta understand.
Now compare him to Gil Birmingham's character, Chief Thomas Rainwater. Presented as an antagonist at the start of the series, Rainwater leads a tribe of Native Americans who have suffered for generations at the hands of Western man.
I don't want a casino anymore, and I want an airport.
I don't really want another casino either. It's an insulting and wickedly ironic revenue stream for an Indian nation. It's a means to an end, and that end is this valley looking like it did before a white man stepped foot on it.
Seeing Dutton as their generational enemy, their ancient history is also of being boxed in by progress and feeling increasingly trapped.
But we'll have nothing to fight over if they build a city here.
Sound familiar?
Is this how they used to do it, Grandpa?
Fuck it.
Just like this.
John Dutton is the Indian chief. Philosophical about the old ways and in danger of losing his tribe, is he preparing for his final war on civilization? Chief Sitting Bull of the Lakota tribe is one of the most famous figures in the history of the struggle of Native Americans during the Western expansion. The Lakota people were strong warriors who fought aggressively to save their land. And as a basis for the themes of Yellowstone, the parallels to John Dutton are uncanny. First, there's the existential desire to fight for their land.
And just like that, seven generations of our family legacy will be carved into little ranchettes where people will spend the summer wondering what this place looked like before they got here when it was ours.
When Sitting Bull was offered a peace treaty with the United States, he told a missionary, "I wish all to know that I do not propose to sell any part of my country."
I can't sell it.
You wouldn't be selling the ranch, Dad, just the land.
Not much. I want it.
I don't know if I can do any more of this guy.
No?
Are you intrigued?
Well, it's interesting.
I don't know if we'll learn anything.
There's also the Lakota suspicion of outsiders.
Even in the
early days of expansion, when the Lakota encountered the Lewis and Clark expedition, their warriors turned them back, refusing to let them continue upstream. Here they add a language barrier to drive the point home.
What's he saying?
Says that it's wrong for one man to own all this.
Yeah, based on a little preview, it doesn't look like. I mean, I don't know. It just depends on what the guy talks about, I guess.
Yeah, no, it's definitely worth a watch, dude. I think you should watch it. It's really fucking good.
Well, it looks pretty good.
It's really good. There's fighting. There's swearing. There's cowboys. There's Indians. There's a lot of death, and there's some nudity.
From who? Kevin Costner?
No, his daughter. She's naked a lot in the first season.
Is she?
A lot. Like, she goes out, awesome. She walks out in a robe and just throws herself into a fucking horse trough for a fucking little bath.
Really?
She's just naked in front of all his workers and shit.
Nice.
And Cole is like, "Yeah, you need to go inside." And she's like, "No." And he's like, "You need to go inside." So she gets up. And just walks out naked, goes back into her house naked.
Huh.
And all her stagehands and all the house workers are looking at her and shit. But it's one of the best shows I've seen in a long time. And that's saying something.
And how do you watch this show?
So I bought the three seasons on DVD for right before Christmas. They were doing a special. It was like $40 for all three seasons.
Hmm.
Otherwise, it's $20 a pop. I don't know if you can watch it on Hulu or
so
Netflix.
Basically, the season for free.
Yeah, yeah. So if you can't find it anywhere,
I'll
I can let you borrow the DVDs because I know how much you like to borrow stuff.
Yeah,
but it's solid. There's like 13 episodes a season, and they're an hour long. But Joy and I went through all three seasons in like 4 days.
Yeah,
we fucking just pile-drived them, man. We were just like fucking watching them. But, it's really good, dude.
Just watching the little bit I've seen, it makes me want to fucking move there.
I know, dude. I love Montana.
I've never been to Montana.
But it's cold as fuck, too, though.
Yeah.
You know, but it's beautiful. It's very, very beautiful. Montana would be cool. Yellowstone. I like Yellowstone National Park. But
I've never been there either. You've been there.
I've been there, yeah.
Now, have we watched this?
Negatory on that, Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider, huh?
Yeah.
We should watch that trailer, because I'm curious.
All right.
It's a James Bond No Time to Die trailer. Yes?
Yeah.
After 70 years of leather...
Fucking eat a dick, you fiant fucking pussy.
You ever flown one of these things before?
Nope.
Whoa.
That was supposed to have come out in April.
When our secret finds its way
out,
it'll be the death of him.
This was your choice.
Oh, it's all the trailers that they played during the Super Bowl. It's not just one giant
just
trailer.
Get to yours yet.
We're gonna see the same shit over and over.
The world is arming faster than we can respond.
Where's 007?
I need a favor, brother. You're the only one I trust for this.
The world's moved on, Commander Bond.
You were 00?
2 years. So stay in your lane. You get in my way, I will put a bullet in your knee.
I thought you two would get along.
Name?
Bond.
James Bond.
So you're not dead?
Hello, Q. I've missed you.
It's the most valuable asset this country has. If you feel yourself losing control...
I'm not going to lose...
control.
Gave up everything for her. When her secret finds its way out, it'll be the death of him.
What is it?
You don't know what this is.
James Bond. License to kill. History of violence. I could be speaking to my own reflection. Only your skills die with your body. Mine will survive long after I'm gone.
Family Abra.
History isn't kind to men who play God.
I'm trying to figure out who he is.
That's the guy that played Freddie Mercury, isn't it?
Yeah, I've seen him before. All right, so I need to watch Yellowstone.
You do.
I need to figure out.
Yeah, if you can't watch it, I'll bring it over so you can watch it. It's fucking phenomenal. Like, yeah.
Speechless phenomenal.
Yeah, dude, it's really good. Like, of all the shows that I've been watching lately, that's one of the better ones for show.
Yeah.
For show.
I had a couple weeks off here, so.
Yeah, you got some time to catch up on all the movies and TVs that I've been watching.
Oh, I did watch Fat Man.
Did you watch that?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It was pretty good.
Yeah, that was decent.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I was trying to think of... I still need to watch your movie. Yeah, I watched Tenet. That's really about it, I mean.
Dude, I finished up... what just... So, Letterkenny, new season came out. I finished that. What the fuck just came out on Netflix that I didn't know, and I finished that season real quick,
too. Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai. I watched that whole season yesterday.
I seen a post or something.
I love that show, man. I think it's really cool. It's a really cool concept because you weren't into the Karate Kid movies, right?
Yeah, I'm not into that.
So they brought, obviously, the two main people that were still alive in it, and they're the big main people in it. And periodically they throw other people in it. And what's really cool is like this last episode that I watched, or two episodes ago, he went back to Okinawa, because in Karate Kid 2 he went to Okinawa. And the girlfriend that he had in the love interest he had in Okinawa, they showed a couple scenes of her and then showed her now. She was there, so she was brought back into the show for that. And then another girl he's talking to, and she's like, yeah, she's a mutual friend. And he's like, I'm sorry, I don't recognize you, I don't know you. And she's like, I was a little girl then, and you saved my life in this typhoon. And then it flashes back to that scene in the movie. I was like, oh my God, that's really cool. It's her, you know?
That was the same actress?
Same actress.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
And then, and Elizabeth Shue was in the first one. And so all the time, so this is the third season. And I'm like, man, I wonder if they're going to get her. So I looked her up on IMDb when the third series started. They don't give her a credit for being in the show. I'm like, that sucks. And then the second to last episode, they spoil it a little bit, or they tease it. He finds her on Facebook, and they're talking back through Facebook. But he reads her messages instead of her voice. And I'm like, oh, they couldn't get her. So that's why he's reading it. And they show all these up current pictures of her on her Facebook page. Like, oh, she at least sent some pictures, but...
No, she's coming in season 4.
No. The very last episode of season 3, she came in at the very beginning. I was like, oh, yeah, the bitch is here. That's cool. But I don't like how they did it.
No?
So in the beginning of the movie, I think we've talked about this before.
The movie. Oh, we're talking about the movie.
Beginning of the movie, Karate Kid, she's dating Johnny, right? And then that turns, she breaks up with Johnny and starts dating...
Karate Kid.
Yeah, Daniel LaRusso is his name. So... Now, and it's funny because I think you and I had talked about how there's a thing saying that he's actually the bad guy. He's actually the bully.
Yeah.
And in one of the scenes in the show of season 3, someone yells that out in the crowd because he's doing a public speaking. You're actually the bully. And I'm like, oh my God, like we just talked about that. You know, so that was really cool that they tied that into it.
Yeah. Probably because of that.
Maybe. So when she comes in, she's instantly like all over Johnny again, like right away, like nothing happened. They go on a date. She leans in to kiss him. The phone rings and, you know, gets broken up. But then they're at this party and she goes there first and he's going to meet her there. Well, she runs into Danny and they're hugging and catching up and shit. And you don't hear or see what they say. You just see Johnny's point of view. And he instantly goes back to when Danny and her started dating, and you see the flashbacks, and he's ready to kick dude's ass again. And I'm like, that's so dumb. It's the same thing. Like, but why would she be all over him? You know, because he's a piece of shit, and he looks like shit. Like, he's just a piece of shit. And then she ends up letting him down easy and fucking leaves anyways. And like, oh, you know, I'll always be here. I'll always be your friend. So she went from, let's fuck, I'm going to kiss you, to, yeah, maybe not so much. See you later. Yeah. So, I mean, I was glad what that was, but it was just dumb that it was, they forced it. You know what I mean?
Maybe that's all she agreed to.
Maybe. And that's fine. I mean, she could have been in the show, but not forced like that. They could have still caught up, but it didn't have to be to that. Oh, that's bullshit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no, Clover Kai is a good fucking show, dude. A lot of swearing.
That's one you're never going to convince me on, I don't think. I'm not into those.
I watch
your movies.
Always Sunny in fucking Philadelphia bullshit.
You like that shit.
I did. You'd like Cobra Kai, motherfucker.
I never saw the movies, though. There's no Always Sunny movie.
You don't need to, because they fucking flashback a bunch.
But see, I don't know. When I was a kid, it was all about Three Ninjas or whatever the movie was called.
Oh, yeah.
I liked those.
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Was it? I don't even know. Was he one of them?
Yeah, he was one of the Three Ninjas, yeah.
I liked those as a kid. Oh, I feel like if I went back and watched...
You know how I know you're gay? You liked Three Ninjas. Enough said. Actually on your gay application. Very first question. Number one, did you like Three Ninjas? If yes, you're gay. Don't have to answer any more questions. If no, please follow the next 27 questions.
Wow.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Shots fired.
Yeah, always. What else you want to talk about? You want to just go right into...
I'll watch the fucking trailer to Three Ninjas now.
Fucking faggot.
What? I just was not into karate, I guess, in general.
Three Ninjas was about karate!
Yeah, but I mean, Mr. Miyagi was in both, wasn't he?
I don't think he was.
Who's the fucking old Asian guy in Three Ninjas, then?
Pat Maraji.
Same difference. Same fucking guy. It's the same fucking guy.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
All right, we're going to go to IMDb.
No. I don't remember Three Ninjas that well.
Me neither. Oh, look.
Yeah, look at that.
Mr. Miyagi. All right, we're going to go Three Ninjas. 92. Okay. Victor Wong was Grandpa. Yeah, I don't think that's the same
guy. That's not, no. That's a dude from fucking Golden Child.
Never saw that.
Have you never seen Golden Child with Eddie Murphy?
No.
Oh, my God. It's a great movie.
Karate Kid and...
Pat Morita.
Pat Morita.
That's close.
Okay. So not the same guy.
Yeah.
Well, when was this movie made? What year? 84.
Yeah.
So...
You were what, two?
I was one when this movie came out, and I don't know, dude. Like, it just was not my thing, I guess. I was more to, like... I guess I can't say I wasn't into karate because I like Ninja Turtles, things like that. It had to be, like, when I started really watching movies for, like...
That's probably why you didn't see Golden Child, because I think that was in 85.
Yeah. So there's not a whole lot of 80s movies, I guess, that... But see, I like Spaceballs. That's a fucking, like, 70s, yeah. 79 or something, yeah. Isn't it?
So, no, that was, like, 80.
Was it?
Yeah.
So I guess there's certain movies. Maybe I didn't need to give it a shot.
You should.
I feel like I don't need to, because dude's the fucking bully. I already know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I can't believe you've never seen Gold. I love that movie, dude.
That was with Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. I want the knife. It's a great scene.
86. It was three. I'm not going to watch a trailer.
No? All right.
I don't know. Based on what it's about, let's watch a trailer. Sounds very today-ish. Kind of. The ad's going to end in 12 seconds. So.
Oh, my God.
We're going to have to waste a little bit of time here talking and right about meow. Meow.
Eddie Murphy is back.
Definitely the 80s. Fucking
but this time, he's looking for a missing child, a golden child.
This child is special, Mr. Giraud. His destiny is to save the world.
And it's your destiny to seek some serious psychiatric help.
Can I ask you boys a couple of questions?
By the time he finds you, it will be too late.
Hey. In my pocket, it's a whole thing of Tic Tacs. It's take as many as you like, please.
I could destroy you just like that.
Just like that. You're wonderful.
He's a devil, by the way.
Nobody be alarmed. I'm Ma'am Chandler Jarrow, American stolen artifacts finders of America.
He's irresponsible.
A bed?
Is that a bed?
A bed. He's a careless, thoughtless, undisciplined
fool. Is that
Mr.
Miyagi?
No.
I should be punished. I should be purged. I should be flogged.
You are the chosen one. You will find a child.
Well, I do my best.
I'm so afraid of the dark, too. I really don't like your attitude.
You know, this is a nice jacket. It's a Morris Day feel, and it looks good on you. And the boots, smoking.
He's got a firm grip on reality. Where he's going, he'll need it.
How'd you do that? What was that? Do with the flip.
You must carry this glass of water without spilling a drop.
Who are you, Monty Hall now? This is a piece of cake!
Eddie Murphy is the chosen one.
Well, how many people have survived this test?
None.
None!
The golden child.
None!
So it's like Beverly Hills Cops.
Yeah, but better.
You think it's better? Huh?
I like it. It's different. I like. See, so I was a kid when this came out, right? And the Golden Child, he was a magic kid. He actually takes a Pepsi can and makes it like dance and shit. And it was actually really cool. He did it to distract one of the bad guys. And I like a lot of his scenes. Like the I want the knife scene is fucking hilarious to me. He goes to a Tibetan monk shrine or whatever, and he's looking for this golden knife thing to kill the devil. And he's like, I want the knife. And they're all like, not paying attention. That fat monk guy, not paying attention. So he grabs this. He's like, there's a wheel. You got to spin the wheel to talk. So he spins it. I want the knife. Nothing. So he's like spinning it like a rabbit. I want the knife. It's just very funny. You gotta see it.
I guess.
It's an old 80s film. Not all 80s films are great, but I like some of the old 80s films. That's one of them.
Yeah.
We should, you know, maybe do a fucking Lib of Mad to call it a day. Yeah?
Well,
it's fucking super late. Dude. We've been here for like 3 days.
We haven't been here for 3 days, but
it seems like it.
I gotta pull the right thing up here. Sorry. I don't know. I'm just trying to convince myself to. Here's the thing. I am very interested in Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, Cobra Kai is going to be a tough one. Even the Karate Kid movies. I don't know if I'll ever sit and watch that. I just, there's certain things I'm not interested in.
Well, the cool thing is the Karate Kid is, or the Cobra Kai is only like 24 minutes. They're only 30 minute episodes.
Yeah.
So you can burn through them really quick. And there's only like 10 of them. So you're looking at 2 hours.
Per season?
Per season.
Okay, yeah.
So, I mean, you can knock it out quick.
I mean, Yellowstone's more my...
Dude, I would recommend Yellowstone. I would put that on the top thing to watch first.
Yeah.
But when you're bored and...
I would probably, like, rewatch Lost before I would watch Cobra Kai.
Yeah, I've never even watched Lost.
And that's a lot. There's a lot involved there.
Yeah.
I would probably watch Cobra Kai before I watch season 5 of The Sopranos, though.
There you go. Yeah. So watch.
I will never rewatch that season.
Watch the first 4 seasons of Sopranos.
Watch Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai, and then come watch back, the 5th. Yeah.
Yeah. Come back to the 6th. Mm-hmm. What was it? 7, right?
6. 2 parts of 6. Yeah, 6 had right. 2 parts.
Yeah. Which is stupid. Just call it fucking 6 and 7, you fucking idiots. All right. All right. So we'll have our warm-up, and then we'll get into the Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Since that's how we're starting 2021 off with.
Oh, my God, it's a new year, motherfucker.
All right. So, Dave.
So, Ryan.
Part of the body, plural.
Titties.
Adverb.
Fuck.
Oh, that's not the word?
I don't think it's an adverb.
You know, I'm going to make it fit.
Okay. You put fucking, I guess.
That's what I was doing. I was adding an ing. It works for...
Yeah.
How about a verb?
Shit.
Part of the body, plural.
Toes.
Adjective.
Smelly.
Give me another one.
Runny.
Verb ending in ing.
Masturbating.
Number.
7.
4 plural nouns.
Pornography. Stop signs. Icicles. And dildos.
Three nouns.
Single?
Yep.
All right. Nun, as in like the priesty nun, you know?
Yep.
Penguin. I'll go with penguin again. I'll go with penguin. And mouse turd.
This Mad Lib is called For Peace Sake.
All right.
All right. My runny brother and sister are at it again, fighting like cats and dildos. I've had enough. I've decided to give them a stern masturbating to. I will look them straight in their titties and say, Living under the same nun means we're going to get on one another's stop signs from time to time, but you two are being fucking insensitive. You don't have to argue at the drop of a mouse turd. Think before you shit. Take a few deep pornography and count to seven. If you don't, I'm warning you, I'll take matters into my own toes and knock you flat on your icicles. Now let's have some smelly peace and penguin.
I love smelly peace and a penguin. That's my favorite.
So
I'm going to give them a stern masturbating to.
Give them a stern masturbating to as a front runner for a title.
That's solid, for
very
sure.
Very solid.
Yeah, it is.
It's about the only one
that
worked in that one, that, like, really worked.
Yeah.
Fighting like cats and dildos.
That's good, too. But not as good as the masturbating, too.
Yeah. All right. Now on to our Rick and Morty.
Yes, sir.
Animal.
Raccoon.
Number?
429,612. Vehicle. Let's go with a smart car.
A place.
Schindler's List.
Well, that's not a place.
All right.
That's a list. That's an object. That's a noun.
It's a noun. We'll use that for a noun. All right. Let's go with Toyota dealership.
Okay. It's a lot to put on that little tiny line. Part of the body, plural.
Anuses.
Type of liquid.
Smegma.
It's funny. That's like the first thing you go with for a type of liquid every single time. All right. Exclamation.
These tits aren't real.
Okay. Verb.
Fuck.
Verb past tense.
Fisted.
Adjective.
Shitty.
Three noun.
Schindler's List for one.
I'm going to use the big line here.
Broken penis. Sad elf.
Okay. 1, 2, 3 plural nouns.
All right, let's go with donkeys.
Okay.
Midgets. Lesbos.
This Mad Lib, Dave, is called A Squanchy Story.
Squanchy.
Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm still learning. Speaking of that, we have to get the tube of views up.
Just type up A Squanchy Story.
Rick and Morty.
Squanchy.
Squanchy.
There you go.
So we can pick one.
There's
here.
A lot of them, yeah.
All right. Let's read this first. Let me fuck you a story about the time Rick, Bird Person, and I squanched a ton of Galactic Federation Lesbos. Let me reread that. So instead of tell, it's fuck. Let me fuck you a story about the time Rick, Bird Person, and I squanched a ton of Galactic Federation Lesbos. One night, Rick drank too much smegma and picked a fight with a federal Schindler's List. Suddenly, we were outnumbered 429,612 to 3. Very specific. Thankfully, I always carry at least one spare broken penis for when things get squanchy. Raccoon Person and I covered Rick's back while he created a bomb out of a paperclip and a vial of corrosive donkeys. During the shitty explosion that followed, we snuck out of the back sad elf and hijacked a smart car. But the Federation put up a barrier made of midgets to prevent our escape. We throttled the boosters to full squanch and all yelled, "These tits aren't real," as we fisted through the barrier and hurtled into the safety of the Toyota dealership. It was a close call. We only squanched out of there by the skin of our anuses.
Nice.
And there's that
good.
One.
That's good. All those are good. All
right, we need a title. Before we move forward.
There's a lot in that one that only makes sense if you know Rick and Morty. So I would go with the Stern masturbating too. I think that's our best one.
I agree. That's rare. Usually the second one's better.
Yeah.
All right, so let's watch the... which one are we going to watch here?
I don't want Meeseeks.
Now, what is squanchy?
Scroll up to the top. There's all of the Rick and Morty squanchy scenes. It's only 2 minutes long.
This one?
Yeah.
Just play this?
Yeah.
All right.
Heck, squanchy party, bro.
Oh, squanchy.
Is there a good place for me to squanch around here?
Squanchy, you can squanch wherever you want, man. Mi casa es su casa, dog.
All right. I like your squanch.
Rick. Oh, my God.
I'm squanching in here.
Oh, my God. I'm old. That is so disgusting. Ow. Oh, crap.
Hey, squanchers! The party's squanching out of my place!
I'm coming too.
No, you're not squanchy enough for a squanchy party.
What?
Nancy told us what a bitch you are.
Guys, seriously, Nancy?
Rick Sanchez, you psycho bag of squanch!
Hey, what's up, Squanchy?
Hey, Squanchy. Squanchy. Morty, Summer, and you must be Beth. On Squanch, hey.
Your language has the word squanch in it a lot. Doesn't that become tedious and worn out like the Smurf thing?
Beth, squanchy culture is more contextual than literal. You just say what's in your squanch and people understand.
Oh, okay. I squanch my family. I squanch my family.
Stop saying it, gross. Come on in, guys. The guests are having cock squanches. Squanches and the nine balls. I unite these two organisms in eternal
bird
squanch.
Person.
Tammy, you may squanch your vows now.
Bird person, you are my seed, my worm, my earliness, and my lack of cats. I promise to be yours until your death.
Nice. Bird person.
Tammy. I was approaching infertility when I met you, but there is still time. I am yours until my death.
Aww. I now pronounce you Squanch and Bird Person. There's no time to squanch! Get your family out of here! I got this.
Come on, this way!
So that's squanchy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So instead of masturbating, I'm going to put...
squanching?
Yes.
Nice.
Give them a stern squanching to.
All right. I like it.
Agreed?
Yeah.
Right on. Please subscribe to the D2R Podcast Network on iTunes, and don't forget to rate and review while you're there. You can also download the Stitcher and Podbean app to your device for free and search D2R Podcast Network and subscribe. If you enjoy listening to the shows on the D2R Podcast Network, spread the word to everyone you know. Your word of mouth is our best advertising method, and we appreciate your support. Thanks for listening.
Where can you find everything you want to buy?
Amazon.
What about two-day shipping no matter where I live?
Amazon.
What about groceries?
Yes, Amazon has it. Go to d2rpn.com and click the Amazon banner.
Fucking love it.
Do you have a question, comment, or concern?
872-242-8311.
Or maybe you'd just like to hear your voice instead of ours.
872-242-8311.
Then call the D2R Podcast Network hotline at USA Chat 311. That's 872-242-8311.
872-242-8311.
No matter the time or day, you can call 24-7 and operators will be standing by.
872-242-8311.
Your call is important to us.
872-242-8311.
So once again, USA Chat 311.
872-242-8311.
872-242-8311.
872-242-8311.
Hey, it's Ryan.
And it's Dave. If you guys like the skits on the Rock Vegas podcast, check out the Rock Vegas Puppet Show on YouTube.
And follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Rock Vegas Puppet Show, and also on Twitter at Rock Vegas Puppet.
Yeah, new episodes come every Sunday. Make sure you subscribe. Sometimes to ease a shitty day, you gotta listen to podcasts. Well, you're in luck. The D2R Podcast Network is full of life-changing podcasts. Whether you're dealing with a shitty boss, a pissed-off spouse, or a cat shitting in your milk, we've got you covered. Go to d2rpn.com now, but check with your doctor if you have a heart condition, male pattern baldness, female mustache, muffin top, or if you have three or more nipples. Side effects may include anal leakage, erections lasting less than 4 hours, spontaneous combustion, heroin addiction, gratuitous fisting, and blindness. Seek immediate medical attention if your penis falls out. The D2R Podcast Network. Viva Podcast!